Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thank you, Mark Valley. That's right. This is the BerlinBrigade.com podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra. This is episode 59. Wow, 59. One more to 60. How are you doing? How's it going? Been a while since we last talked, but I am glad you're here, you're listening, and most of all, I am thankful and grateful for your time to listen to my voice and tell you some things and share some things, and let's talk some things about the Berlin Brigade. Not much has happened here lately. It's just been kind of a nice, steady, late winter, early spring, and I hope it's been that way with you. Last time we talked, we just did a little bit of catching up. It was the first one of the of 2015, and I hope that 2015 has been going your way, and as expected. Anything new? Well, anything new with you? Let me know. Dave at BerlinBrigade.com, always. Be sure you follow us on Twitter at Berlin Brigade. That's our Twitter handle. We got a lot of cool stuff. And as always, the Facebook page, Facebook.com/BerlinBrigade. We've got that. And of course, the website, BerlinBrigade.com, is kind of the hub, the catch-all. You can go there and find links to everything that we do in social media, everything we do with the books, everything we do with video. Just go there, BerlinBrigade.com. And of course, the podcast, welcome. This episode, not too much, but we are going to do some little house cleaning. I've got some email, really, that's come in, and one was kind of a little disturbing, so I'm not too sure. But you know what? Let's just dive into all the emails, and we've got about five of them. So here we go. Let's see. Okay. Several years ago, and this is from an email, several years ago, I learned that the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal was awarded for the Berlin Crisis of 1961-62. Why I never heard of it while I was in, I do not know. I have been advised that one had to be actually in Berlin to be awarded the medal. This makes no sense, as it is an expeditionary medal, and Operation Roundout, which bolstered the forces in Europe, certainly was an expedition. I've been trying to locate the document that placed the Berlin Crisis on this list. I have reached the Joint Chief of Staff's office, which would have been the issuing office. I was advised that they cannot find it. Therefore, I'm wondering if there is some way that you could pose the question to your Berlin Brigade members, as I would assume most of them were awarded the medal. Because the executive order created the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal was issued... Creating the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal was issued in the late 1961. The Berlin Crisis shows on a list as early as May 1962. The date of the order should be from that period. Unfortunately, because this predates the internet, I've been unable to find it by searching. Now, also, while there are a number of sites that give the list of awards, I have found none that indexes the award documents themselves. So I do not have the specific number or the order. It would be wonderful if you could help me find the document. Okay, well, great question. I did answer. I responded back because he does mention it's an executive order. It's not a military order. It's not a U.S. Army order. I did reference him and said, you know, hey, why don't you check with the presidential library for President Kennedy? Maybe there's something there. Again, because he did go to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and he did communicate there, I find it highly unlikely that a document of that nature would not be in duplicate, triplicate, quadruplicate, whatever. So it's kind of like he might have the right avenue of approach. He might be going about it the right way, but it might be titled into something else, and people are specifically just looking for that. So if anybody, especially anybody out there that has the Operation Long Thrust, let us know. Let us know, because again, around that same time, he mentions Operation Roundout, and we know about Operation Long Thrust, and that actually put soldiers in Berlin, and they were eligible for the Army of Occupation Medal because they were there for more than 30 days. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but again, it might not be. It could just be straightforward yes or no. And again, late 1961, where it's like, what, 50 years now? So something to think about, but I highly doubt that something like that got lost. So it could just be they're looking in the wrong place. So if anybody knows anything about that, drop me a note, dave at berlinbrigade.com. Let me know. And we're talking about the the Army Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal for the Berlin Crisis of 61-62. Thank you to the person who wrote. I appreciate it, and I guess we will get back to you. I mean, I know we'll get back to you. It's not a guess. It's I know we'll get back to you as soon as we hear something or I hear something. I'll pass it on. And again, everybody listening, if you know about this, let me know where we could reference that. And like I said, we might be just looking in the wrong direction or maybe just asking the wrong question. Who knows? All right, now here's the next email. It's just kind of like, well, it pops up every once in a while, and it's one of those that it's like, I'm not too sure how to handle it, so I'll put it out there to you, and then we go from there. I'll try to omit names as much as possible, because again, I don't want to create or cause a stir when there's no need for it, if there is no need for it. Now, listen carefully. Let's see. Hello, sirs. Hoping that you can help me find my father, last name of Mitchell. Born in 1942. For sure, I do not know if he is born 3rd November or 11th of March. My father was a U.S. soldier in Berlin until someday in 1972 when he left my pregnant mom. My mother gave me away for adoption and I was found, and I found her 14 days too late. Her last name was Roland, R-O-H-L-A-N. She was born in 1947, worked and lived in Ramstein. She had a strange secret life. I was searching for her for a long time and went to her funeral in Landstuhl this week. Not only I, but 8 sisters and brothers have been looking for her since 1969. I got contacts to my uncles and aunts yesterday only. We have found the name of my father among her papers. At a long time, we tried the social medias to find the last name of Mitchell. Also, we did find a man, same name, same year of birth, but he was not who they expected it to be. So the birth date of the person I did find was another birth date. So it's just like, interesting. I still hope to find my birth father alive, but I need professional help. Do you have a register where I can search? Thanks in advance. And this email comes in from Skagen, Denmark. Born in 1972. And like I said, I'm going to leave the names out again to protect the innocent. And again, but if you know of anybody, last name Mitchell, Berlin, left Berlin in 72, then, you know, drop me a note or let them know, hey, somebody's looking for you. Get in touch with BerlinBrigade.com. Again, very sensitive. And it's one of those that, you know, we can do what we can do. But if nobody wants to be found, then sometimes, you know, that's the only thing. Or if other situations exist and we don't extenuate any circumstances, you know, we can only go with what we've got. So I thank you for your email. I do appreciate your email. But again, I put it out there to everybody else. If you can help, that'd be excellent. Let's see. Next email. Okay. Do you have any idea where I can obtain January 1, 1970 to May 1970 issues of Stars and Stripes from Berlin? Well, folks, that's kind of an easy and a hard one. Well, there's a BerlinObserver.com, but again, their resources and their archives are quite limited. So if anybody out there has old copies, get in touch with BerlinObserver.com and get them your old copies. I know I have a couple of old copies from the 80s, and I need to get those scanned myself and then process them out. Because again, it's a piece of history, something that's just not, it's moments in time. And if you've got some, again, get in touch with BerlinObserver.com. Great website, great content. And look for it in the show notes, too, on the website. Let's see. Okay, here's another one. Here's another email. This one came in March. And I do not know if I'm allowed to write at this site. Born in Berlin, 1934, lived through World War II, survived by helping my mother doing laundry for the battalion station at Lichterfelder, later McNair. I now live in California and have enjoyed your great posting of Berlin Brigade photos for a long time. I cannot find them anywhere. Any chance I might purchase some of them, especially the Christmas photos a year of last year? I'd saved it to my favorites, but, quote-unquote, you killed that one too, end quote. I am a member of the Berlin Airlift Veterans Association. I really miss y'all. This one I'm not too sure, because again, I don't think she's talking about BerlinBrigade.com. And I say it's a she because it is a she that wrote this email. I really don't think. I think she's speaking of the other website that shut down for reasons unknown to me, unknown to a lot of people, but again, known to the person who did shut it down. And they're his personal reasons. So I can honestly tell you no one killed that one because that wasn't my decision. Trust me, it wasn't. I had nothing to do with it. Communications, that individual relayed communications to whoever they relayed to. But again, that's between that individual and himself, because again, it's his decision to shut down whatever he wanted to shut down. Just as like it's my decision to continue with BerlinBrigade.com or not, or just stop altogether, which is not the case. I'm just saying that it's for personal reasons. So I'm just going to chalk this email up as a misunderstanding. Just to let that person know, I had nothing to do with that website shutting down. I had nothing to do with killing the website or removing the photos. Now, as far as getting you a copy of the photos, I have no way of communicating with that individual. I do not know what the status is with that individual. And again, that's because they've chosen that path, and that's fine. So unfortunately, I cannot help you. But if there is somebody out there in listening to the podcast that can help, get in touch with me. Let me know. Say Dave at BerlinBrigade.com and just say, hey, look, here's what's going on. Here's where they can get a hold of these images. Other than that, things are, we got to move along. You know, there's nothing really more we could do about it. You know, what the decision's been made. The website's been shut down and we move on. And it's been several months now and I still get these emails. And again, folks, that's not me. I have BerlinBrigade.com. And as far as why and what, I have to reiterate again that I don't know what happened. Because for one, it's none of my business. It's none of my business. You know, that individual's decisions are his decisions and his decisions alone. That's pretty much it for the email. Any new announcements? Nothing major right now going on with the website. It's not where I'd like it to be, but again, we're moving along, still working on putting together the updated registry email addresses, making sure that those are up and running and they're still good. I did update the page, the units of the Berlin Brigade page. If you look at it, it's a lot cleaner now. Each battalion has its own company link. 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, A Company, B Company, C, Delta, Combat Support Headquarters, and so on and so on. They're all there. They all have their own individual pages. We haven't added any new, we have not added any new units. However, I do have, just want to share with everybody on miscellaneous units and unknown unit assignments. Miscellaneous units are like we've got one individual that reports that they were with, let's just say Detachment B, 42nd MP Group. That was it. What were they doing in Berlin? Why were they there? What's going on? And there's only one individual. So it's not enough to create its own unit page. I kind of cap it at 5 individuals. If we have 5 individuals from a miscellaneous unit, then it gets its own page. The unknown unit assignments, basically, folks, is we'll get emails. We'll get emails, and they'll have, like, Company C. And that's it. Or headquarters company. But no battalion, nothing. Or no major unit assignment. So it's kind of hard to place it. We got one that's mentioned 6th Infantry Regiment, but no battalion. Somebody who was there from 52 to 53. So what do we do? So this is where they are. So if you're looking for somebody and you know who they are, don't forget to stop by the unknown unit assignments page. And that's at the very bottom, second column, very bottom of the BerlinBrigade.com registry page. Check it out. You might find somebody there. And then, hey, let them know, hey, let us know what to do, what we're doing. Let's see, I'm kind of looking at everything in there. Unfortunately, we had to add another name to the memorial page at the BerlinBrigade.com website. Finally, it's been years. Individuals had told me about a name, and all they had was the first last name. Sorry, they had a last name. They didn't have a unit assignment. They didn't have a where it happened or how it happened. And until finally, everything was revealed. So be sure you stop by and check that out. Let's see. What else is going on? The gear page is our commerce page. We've got some pretty cool stuff there. I'm going to update that a little bit, and we're going to have a couple of more things added on. I do appreciate everybody who's ever purchased anything from the website or through the website. The shirts, the cups, the mugs, the everything, the bags. I do appreciate it. It goes a long way. It helps keep up the website. I don't host it personally. It means I don't have my own server. So I do host it someplace, and all the content is there, and that costs money. The internet connection, that costs money. You know, everything else I do out of my own free time, so I don't charge that. I never have charged anybody. I never will charge anybody because, again, the registry is wide open, and I try to do my best as far as helping you guys ensure that you're not to get spammed. And that's why in the registry, going back to the registry real quick, you'll see your name, your email address. One moment. Let me pull up one here. But your email address will have either, it will not have that at, that ampersand, that at sign. It will not have it. Why? Because there are people that scour the internet looking for those web addresses, or email addresses, you know, like your name at AOL.com. They look for it. They look for it all put together, nice and neat little package. And they've got computers that'll go and just scrape up all those addresses. And guess what? You start getting spam. By doing your name, space, bracket, AT, bracket, AOL.com or whatever. Now that helps, you know, it's easy for you and I to translate into an email address. But what it does to those computers, it just thinks it's just text and it omits it. So that's my way of combating spam for you and why I do it. Other than that, I mean, that's pretty much what we do there. And where was I? So again, I thank you. Again, I thank you for those of you that do visit the website and have purchased gear. It goes a long way. Unfortunately, there have been some individuals that have taken some of my designs and have claimed them as theirs. I'm not going to sit here and argue with that, but I will not. Just like anything else, you don't tolerate somebody taking your work. I don't tolerate somebody taking my work. But again, it's out there. It does happen. It will continue to happen, but I will not be endorsing those individuals. And it's just that simple. Why would I want to endorse somebody else who's taken my work? Is it just to maintain, well, he's so-and-so, he's so-and-so's friend, he's my friend? You know, that's not the point. Just like anybody else that sells anything that I've endorsed, I will fight for you, ensure that nobody's taking your stuff, your ideas, your concepts, your hard work, and claiming it as theirs. So again, thank you for those of you that have stopped by and purchased the gear. The Veteran Business Directory, the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. Again, be sure you stop by, take a look. If you need a service, a lot of it's there, but a lot of it's still missing. So I know many of you have are managing partners, are owners, president, CEO, whatever. Drop me a note. Let me know about your business. Let's share it with everybody else. Because again, you never know. You know, your next door neighbor, your old army buddy might be the one that needs what you're offering. And guess what? There you go. So definitely drop me a note, visit the website, and click on the link for the Berlin Brigade Veterans Business Directory. You can view the content, or you can actually submit your information. No problems there. The gallery, images, they've been updated. We've got some new ones on there, and there'll be a couple more coming up online soon. So definitely check those out. And let's see what else. Be sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube video. I haven't done anything lately, but it's time to get back to work on that. Twitter, we're very active on Twitter. So be sure you follow us there at BerlinBrigade.com. Let's see what else. I think that's pretty much it. I thank everybody for your time. I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Dave Guerra. This has been episode 59 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. Have a great spring. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks a lot. And don't forget, listen to the first part. Got messages there. If you got answers, drop them. Dave@BerlinBrigade.com. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a Dave Guerra presentation.